Well, hopefully you're staying high and right.
Yeah, we got to get started somewhere.
What is up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5, Episode 20. Hopefully you are
staying high and right.
And positive vibes, as always. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Everybody's doing the best they can, finding a reason to smile at least once a day. If you're going through tough times right now, if you want to reach out to us, you can look at the description of our podcast on any platform that you decide to listen to us on. We appreciate you guys and we thank you.
Yeah.
So what's been going on, honey? We won't make this one a super long one. Because we got some things to tend to here soon. Somebody's hamburger face.
Yeah. Kyle did it again.
Yes. If you guys are new to the podcast, our middle son, he is the equivalent of Carl from Shameless in his younger years.
Yeah, he is my accident prone. He's went back to the ER today because he...
As of recording time, yes.
Right, because I'm not sure the details.
Oh my God, this kid is just...
He smashed his head in the bucket. That's what I got. And I'm like, how did your head get into a bucket? And I'm just like baffled.
It is. There's so many things I could have just said just now, but I'm going to leave it alone.
I mean, okay. And then I'm thinking, okay, if his head got smashed in a front loader, I mean, you'd have to have two pieces on the front loader. And I don't even know if that would work either. So I don't know what the fuck he did.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah, we will be hearing from him shortly. That's why the podcast may be a short version for right now. But depending on the time that we do have, we may make up for it on a little bonus episode for y'all.
Yeah, his face is all swollen. He might have fractured his nose a little bit.
It's an improvement.
And his just nostrils looked all fucked up. Like, I don't know. He says it's cut there.
Mm-hmm.
That little piece that I said, that looks funny. I don't know. And you're like, that's a booger. And I'm like, no.
I was joking when I said it was a booger.
I'm like, I don't know. I think a booger would be white. Ain't nobody, and that's pretty skin tone.
A nostril flapping in the wind.
So, yeah, I think
he's going to look funny when he blows his nose.
What is that called? A spectral?
I don't know, man.
Probably not. Shit.
A spectral? Like, what the fuck you talking about? Hey, everybody, what's that piece of skin in between your nostrils called?
We ain't doctors.
Come on, man. But I play one on TV.
You do now.
Uh-huh. Right. I sure do. But yes, he fucked his face up, and we're going to be seeing him here in a little bit. But yes, he was always the accident-prone kid growing up. Every summer he was in the ER for something. Every single summer. He's that kid.
He's
not a kid anymore. He's 22. He'll be 23 in a couple months. Mm-hmm. But he's still that kid.
Yeah.
He's broken his collarbone at BMX parks. He's cracked some ribs playing basketball. He broke pinky wrestling. I think he did that twice. And ain't no telling anymore. Shit. He's been thrown out of a car.
Yeah, back broken.
And his back broken a couple million
concussions.
Yes.
I tell you, this boy, I don't know how many times I get a call from the school. He hurt himself in gym.
And so
he's going to the ER. I get a call from the wrestling coach. We had to send him in the ER. It's got to go all the way. It was like an hour and a half drive. So the ER had to drive. An hour and a half to get him there.
Yes, I remember. Very distinctly.
So, yeah, another concussion.
Yes, and I also remember the concussion distinctly. It was his very first...
Football game.
I was like, man, let me see what he's about to do out here playing free safety with his 4'7" ass. First play of the game. Boom!
There he goes.
His ass got lit the fuck up.
I had to take him to the ER.
Mom tried to run out on the field. In the middle of the game. It wasn't even the middle of the game. It was the beginning of the damn game.
Beginning, yeah.
So parents out there, we do sympathize with you if you do have accident-prone kids that just do dumb shit.
Anything that he does. Yeah. See, what happened too is the last time he was in the ER is when he broke his back.
Yes.
Now, he was working two jobs. when he had that accident. I mean, he just started. He was only in there for like a month. So he started the same place again for his second job in not even a week.
And like you said earlier, this is an extreme way of wanting some days off.
I don't know how you cannot see. You're not supposed to work that place.
The fuck is wrong with you, man? It's cursed.
That place is cursed. You are not. That place is stopped trying to work there.
Oh, man, he'll be all right. Holy shit, man. But yes, he's one of those kids, man. He's definitely one of those kids. So like I said, shout out to the parents who understand that one. So how's the other kids doing?
One's stressed. The other one's trying to fulfill a hope to get a one bedroom. And then it's just, all of it's just a mess. Caleb's so stressed. Poor thing.
He ain't stressed.
He doesn't know how to. He is stressed. He's very stressed. Work is a lot different.
A 24-year-old don't know what stress is.
Now that 24-year-old is also in high management now.
Yeah, a little bit. He's at the gumshoe levels and is already kicking his ass.
Right.
That's why I never was ever, I mean, I've been in management positions before, but I was never enticed to stay in them.
Yeah.
There's no way, especially now, there's no way in hell, let alone, shout out to the teachers out here. There's no way in hell I would try to manage these kids in a workplace now. Mm-mm. The way some of these kids are now, man, that old spoiled, entitled ass bullshit they be on, I'm not doing it. Can't do it. I'll be in HR all the goddamn time.
Aren't you already in HR?
Hey, don't be telling everybody that.
Jesus. That's funny.
Why you gonna put me on blast?
Because that shit is funny.
That shit's not funny. I'm not always in the HR.
He is too.
No, I'm not, man.
He got in
people
the fucking
should be doing stupid ass shit.
He was in HR not even a month ago.
Oh, man, come on. It was longer than that.
Because...
It's more like a month and a half.
Somebody walked in front of him as he uses his
car. Man, don't be telling everybody what's going on, man.
So he gets in trouble. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah. You know how it be sometimes when they be kind of having it out for you a little bit. But I ain't going into all that. But yes, I'm not a stranger.
Man, he went in there and punished them all. From the top down. He didn't care.
Which time?
Exactly. He's always in the HR.
No, I'm not. You don't know how much I'm in HR because I don't tell you.
See? So it's probably a hell of a lot more than I was thinking.
People should be doing stupid ass shit, man. Don't be challenging my fucking knowledge and authority. God dang it.
We are stubborn.
Man, I ain't stubborn. I just ain't dealing with stupidity. Fuck that dumb shit, man. Sorry. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to keep it cool because I am tired today. And it's that kind of weather, too.
Yeah, it's been rainy.
Yeah, man, I've been working a lot, too. I got to get this paper.
I know. I've been wanting to get out in the garden, but then now it's raining.
Well, that's why you put on gardening clothes for the rain. You could put on your raincoat and your rain boots and your little rubber ducky shoes or whatever the hell you're going to put on.
And I have none of that.
Nice little hoodie.
I have none of that.
But them boots that go up like you're going fly fishing up to your knees. You'd be all right out there.
We'll put that on the want list.
Looking like Scuba Steve.
I know. That's okay.
But yes, we've been getting a shit ton of rain, man.
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. And it's been good, though. But I need to harvest and I need to plant.
Yeah, we do got to get some more stuff put out there. Especially, we'll definitely get it done over the next few days while the ground is still soft and getting some other plants taken out. Mm-hmm. Got to let my okra go again this year. Got to let it go, honey.
Yeah, it's time.
I already bagged a bunch of them, though.
Yeah, we did that. We made them.
Did what?
We battered them up and breaded them. And
man, breaded it for that fried okra action. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Man, grow your own food. Quit playing out there.
Yeah, very nice.
What else been going on? Have you read anything exciting?
I read a lot of things exciting.
Yes. Talk about it.
But they get me all confused.
Like electronics? Somebody's pissed off because they got a brand new iPhone.
Yeah, I got this iPhone 13. I've been...
Pro. Ooh,
the last time...
Miss Fancy Pants over here.
The last time I had an iPhone, it was iPhone 4. So I went Android all the way. I was all in it. And then...
iPhone, Android talk. Apple, Android talk.
So... I didn't have much choice. I didn't have much choice on my phone because they said you have to turn it in.
Yeah, her shit's so outdated, they don't even make that shit no more. She was still mad about that shit.
That's not my fault. That's not my problem.
Yeah. It became your problem.
It did. Because no matter what they did or, you know, what they tried, I mean, I don't know. They just backed me in a corner every turn. That you couldn't say no because it was like you fucked me either way. So just
we're not even going to tell the people who the fucking mobile provider even is. But oh, people already know.
I know you know because you have to switch and you're pissed.
Yeah, if you were Sprint, you're fucked. Yes, yep. You know what time it is. Somebody was being an asshole.
I was not being an asshole. I was not.
Even Kyle was looking at you like, dang, Mom, come on, seriously. Mom, calm down.
Well, he was like, oh, even my God, if I handed him the phone, because I had all this conversation. Don't let Gina trust fool me, y'all. I had all of this conversation shit taken care of.
She was a rare form, boy.
2 weeks prior, when I called Sprint, say, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do?
Now, you know good and dang well they don't keep in contact with each other to even know what's going on.
So they told me everything that I needed to do.
Like they tell you, I'm going to put a note on your account.
What they were giving me.
Yeah, right.
What they were doing, you know. So I go into the store, and it's always complete opposite. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, but you can do this, or you can do that. But that's money out of my pocket still.
Well, of course.
It's not my fault that you don't want me to use my phone anymore. I'll use my phone.
It's just like going through a divorce or going into family court or going through anything of that nature. Basically, long story short, you know you're getting fucked going into it. If you at least know that before you go into it, you still should have been acting the way Gina was acting out.
I was not acting out. My God, I was like, whatever, you're going to fuck me anyways. Just do it.
Then why do you get you? She was challenging then he was every angle you possibly could.
He was like,
could.
You need to change your passcode.
Your password, like, dear.
No, it's my passcode to get in the goddamn thing. And I'm like, why do I got to fucking change that?
Your account number, yes. The password to the account number.
And it's because you're switching. No, I don't give a shit if I'm switching or not. You don't have to switch all my shit. Just fucking roll it over.
I hear this, y'all.
How difficult is that? Roll it over. I don't need it. You need to come up with a new one. And I'm supposed to remember that one?
She's over here reliving. And I thought you was staying high and right, man. You're supposed to be chilled out. This shit just got you all fired up all over
they
here.
They pissed me off.
She hates cell phone companies.
I do. They're raping the fuck out of us. And nope, I want a class action lawyer. Call me.
Man.
I got it.
And the funny thing about it, in this particular cell phone company, with this particular company, because I knew we had to go do something for her to kind of get some aggression out a little bit, besides the wink, wink, obvious. Oh, so right. I took her to the shooting range.
Yeah. And so I got an owie.
So she could shoot some guns.
Go off hurting myself instead.
And the main thing I asked about, they was asking what targets we wanted. And you gave me, she shot me a glare like, you are not funny right now. When the guy was like, what kind of target you want? I was like, do you have one of this particular cell phone company's logo? And Gina shot me a glare like, you ain't funny, motherfucker. You might get shot up in here, too. I know that might be an inappropriate joke right now, but that's what actually happened with us. Yeah, man. The slide hammer cut Gina's thumb a little bit on the knuckle.
Yeah, it was a too small of a gun. I can't have a big gun and I can't have a too small of one. And it was too small, so that thingy cascaded back to my last knuckle.
Damn, we keep trying to figure out what body parts names are.
The skin
between your nostrils, and now we're talking about that last knuckle.
Or the first knuckle, I'm not sure.
Is it a knuckle or your metacarpal?
I guess it depends on if I'm looking at it or you're looking at it.
Hey, but man, you hit you some bullseyes. You got some of that out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man. Gonna have some more guns.
I'm still good at shooting.
Like I've been telling everybody, who, especially who's been listening to our podcast since day one, we appreciate you guys. Don't let Gina fool y'all, man. That's why she technically hasn't had her own firearm in a while, because
I've never had a firearm. If you guys have been, I would use it.
If you guys have listened to, especially this season and the blow up that happened a few months ago, that would have went really bad.
See? I don't.
Somebody's got a temper. Yeah, man.
Sometimes people just had enough. I get it.
I got an interesting question.
What?
Give me a time in your life. This is off the top, y'all. I like doing this too every now and then. It's been a while since I've done this, though. Give me a time in your life where you were one of the maddest moments of your life.
I have lots of those.
I was going to say that bullshit. You do multiple times a week.
Well, if you were raised by my parents, then
oh, here we go.
You would understand.
You don't remember something that you was extremely, I mean, one of the most maddest moments of your life where you just went fucking ape shit?
I did on my dad when I was little, because he was beating on my brother. So I.
But you beat on your brother.
I jumped on his back or something, and then he flung me off and put me in the. Our house was only like 500 square feet. But and then he put me over there just a little bit. And I bucked up to him. And I was afraid to slap him. So I slapped him in his stomach.
Oh, you told me this.
And yeah. I got backhanded so bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, I'm going over there. You're on your own, dude.
And this is the irony of it. You don't want, you also beat on your brother.
No.
Or was this later?
Older,
when you guys were a little older.
I beat on my brother because I would... He would torment me. He would torment me for weeks to months. He would torment me.
And the one time you wanted to stand up for your brother and his honor and defense was towards your father? You deserve to get that. What the five figures say to the face? Slap!
I was just tired of the fighting. There was always fighting. So, yeah, that was...
I know.
So then when my parents would leave the house, I'd beat the fuck out of my brother.
Yeah.
Until they pulled right back in.
You guys go back to last season about some of those stories.
I don't fuck with him. Period.
Okay, so that was one mad moment in your life. Speaking of your brother, you guys can go back and do a little research. She split his wig open, too.
Yeah, I did. Blamed it on the dogs and got away with it.
Yeah,
Yes, I did.
What was her name? Kimmy Cows and Cow Chow Chow.
What's
them niggas' name?
And Chow Maine. Jesus.
Yeah, some country-ass white people shit right there. Kimmy Cow. Oh, my goodness, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's your yoga and meditation been going?
They've been going great.
You just said literally before I cut the mics on, right before recording, ladies and gentlemen. I swear, honey, people are trying to piss me off today.
I know. And the bad thing is, during meditation or during my yoga, I was like, today will be a great day. Today will be a great day. You know it. No, it wasn't.
Hey, you had the nerve to complain. At least your face didn't go through a meat grinder. It's all about perspective here. Keep meditating, baby. It'll come around. It'll come to you.
I know. My cards keep clarity. Telling me. They just keep at it.
All right. Oh, man.
I'll figure it out one day. I'll keep at it.
She getting some booty back, too, y'all. Keep working on that downward dog and squats, girl. I know that's right.
You got it.
I love you. I'm just telling you.
I know.
At least it ain't the other conversations that a lot of men are probably having with their wives and significant others about the F word. Do I look?
Oh, fat?
Oh, man. I've seen some of those on TikToks, too. There was another one. There was a black couple. And she asked him, babe, would you leave me or divorce me if I was fat? And he just kind of looked at her like, no. And then, of course, there's a kid in the background. But, Mom, you are fat.
Yeah.
It's a black couple this time. The last time was a white couple. And he just busted out. He was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man, if you guys are having those awkward conversations, we feel sorry for you. Tread softly. Use some tactfulness.
Yeah.
Because if your man or your woman is getting extra, extra soggy around every limb and midsection on their body, man, you might have to, you know what? You should be able to just have that conversation with your significant other.
Yeah, because you both want the best for each other.
Yeah.
So you're going to.
It's not so much looks, especially when you get to a certain age like us. It's about your health, man.
It's completely about health. Just like, I mean, it's easy to actually just start off to see, watch what your portions are.
They do, especially as men. We wash our portions as we eat them.
I know, you eat all of them.
I sure do. And I'm still at a good weight, though, shit.
I know.
I'm looking all right for my age, shit.
You are.
Man. You're looking sick. Wait till COVID gets over with, man, and I'm back in there slanging them weights like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Or.
Or.
Yeah, future plans that we're working on. Y'all stay tuned. We ain't telling y'all nothing. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, a couple should be able to have that conversation, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if you care about them and love them and it's coming from a wholesome place and not derogatory and mean and
yeah, especially if you really love your significant other. You're not going to come from that approach.
You should never.
Yeah, man, you got to be loving. You got to be sympathetic about it. You got to, you know, show some empathy about it. Not so much in that sense, but in the sense of, yeah, you should be able to go home, ladies, and tell your husband or boyfriend or your significant other, girlfriend, whatever way you roll, hey, you fat motherfucker, it's time to get our shit together.
Right. I can't have you dead by 55. What the fuck am I going to do?
Keeping it a buck with your ass. Get your big ass up. Get off that couch, bitch. Let's go. Let's go. We got to get it. We got to get this shit together now. See?
Yeah.
And that's the key right there. Do it together.
Yeah. It is.
Now, if you're already a gym rat, which I understand, Gina knows that about me too. When I get in those long stretches of just gym ratting, you know, and sometimes it's kind of hard to bring your significant other into it if you're already at the gym constantly and working out or jogging or whatever your choice of exercise is. It's hard to get it, especially like in our situation. Gina don't need to do no damn cardio. Sorry. That's not happening.
No.
Because Gina loses weight so dang fast. And then I'll be like, man, I know you better bring some of that black girl booty back, man. What you doing?
I know. I actually started gaining weight since I started yoga. A couple pounds, 3 pounds. Not, I don't like it.
Get some of that Iggy Azalea action going on. What?
Nothing.
I love you, honey.
I love you.
But yes, you have been. Well, it's more tone, more muscle that you're putting on than anything. It's not really weight.
Yeah, I ain't got no muscle.
Never mind. You got muscle, all right.
That muscle is that brain muscle that says,
you
doing this. Oh. Okay, I'll lift the fucking thing. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's that brain. If I did it cognitively, I'd be like, I'm gonna hurt myself.
Yeah, man, but you do have to have one of those conversations. You have to have those conversations with significant other. It doesn't have to just be body weight. It could be just health, period. You could be skinny and you know, look like you're in shape, but are you eating fucking Wendy's and McDonald's all the fucking time? Obviously you're not healthy. At some point it's going to catch up to you, especially younger folks that are listening to us right now. Listen to me sound like the old nigga.
And the sad thing is, a lot of younger folks, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of younger folks are not being able to get pregnant. They're having a lot of issues, and that's, you got to think of your diet. I mean, if you eat out a lot or if you eat processed foods a lot, that is going to play a part on those hormones. So all these young ones, they need to get their shit together if they want babies.
We don't need no more babies. That's the problem.
No, we don't.
No, but yeah, you hit on a point a little bit, and not so much that. I mean, like I said, it does catch up to you. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when you're busy. You got a bunch of kids. You guys are both working 9 to 5s. It's hard to cook every night. I get it. I get it. But at least try to find the healthier of the, you know, the healthiest that you can find. I mean, that's shit. That's an oxymoron when you're going through a damn drive-thru. You know what I'm saying?
I say cook. But, cook.
Yeah, man.
Be one. That the reason why I love cooking is because that is my time. I am like...
She likes keeping her man happy.
Oh, that too. But, and I like to eat good food. So.
Go back to the episode when I found the spice aisle.
Right. So, that is my space. That is my time. That is, nobody bothers me.
It's also meditative too.
It is.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't tried it, do it. It is like really fun. Set you up your iPad, put on your shows, and just sit there and chop shit up. It's so just excuse amazing.
Me. Excuse me.
And it's fun.
She ain't lying, y'all. That's literally what she does.
That is what I do.
And, you know, cuts on her fingers every now and then.
I don't get cuts. I just cut my nails.
Yeah, all right.
Constantly cut my nails.
Yeah, I had the guys at work crack it up last week. I was like, yeah, man, shit, I know I'm lucky. Shit, I got a woman who likes to cook and suck dick. Y'all suck. Sorry, baby. Just had to compliment you.
Thank you. Thank you.
They all gave that nod of approval, like, yeah, sounds good.
But, I mean, it does. It gives you that time. If you set, you know, say you're going to cook something, but that's quick or something, just set that time away so you can just slow down.
Yeah, you got to have something. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hobby. And sometimes cooking is a hobby for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a lot of people, it actually is. Mm-hmm. You know, trying different recipes and doing different things. And I'll check out some of those videos sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty cool what people come up with.
It is.
It's now, just... I have to admit, I do swipe past the videos of people that just season their shit with salt and pepper. Bye. You already lost me. I'm out.
Yeah. I didn't like you growing up, and I don't like you now.
You did just like salt and pepper seasoning as a child?
No.
You guys go back to some of those episodes, too. Getting yourself put in the hospital because you refuse to eat your mother's cooking. That's some crazy shit.
Yes.
That is some white privilege.
No. She sucks. It's not white privilege. I love food. I love food. I love making food. I did not like her food. None of it.
Shout out to the white moms out there that are trying their best to cook for their families and their kids, and they just being selfish and spoiled.
Spice that shit up. Man, put some Bam in there and put this and some that. Put everything. Everything loves to be in there. Put it in there. Seasoning wise. Sorry.
I'm about to say, wait a minute.
Don't put everything. Seasoning wise.
Oh, man.
You can put everything in there.
Yeah, man. But... That's the thing that we can let people know too, man. You know, like I said, it doesn't just have to be a particular hobby. Cooking could be your hobby.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. But it's not, if you make it a chore, yeah, it's going to be a fucking chore. Nobody's going to want a chore.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no
so
different.
So make it your zen time. Make it your moment and your time to relax.
If it's not your profession.
Be with you, yeah.
Because a lot of chefs that I do know personally... Mm-hmm. The last thing they want to do when they go home is cook. Right. Believe it or not, a lot of chefs that I do know. Some chefs, they just love to cook constantly all the time, all day, every day.
If I was a chef, I would make what I wanted before I left and took it with me.
Yeah, that happens too.
I already cooked.
That happens too. Because, there's this one brother I know, and I asked him, I remember this. This was probably a couple years ago. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. And I said, man, what you doing for Thanksgiving, man? What you doing for the family? He said, man, I ain't cooking shit. I cook all the damn time. I'm not cooking nothing. Everybody could cook for me for once. And I get it.
For you.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I feel you on that. But sometimes, yeah, your hobbies got to be something that's, you know, takes you away from the, you know, mundane 9-to-5 rat race bullshit that we're all perpetuated into having to do.
Yeah.
You know, especially like for me personally, I'm in a loud environment. all day, every day. Soon as I walk in the door, no matter how early it is to when I leave, it's constant noise, noise, yelling, noise, attitudes, noise, yelling. When I come home, you hear this? You hear that in the background? Yeah, me neither. Besides you making noise, but they quiet noises. I don't mind that.
Yeah. I stick to myself. It's healthy for us.
Which is hilarious. And I know wives and girlfriends out there know about this one. You can't wait till he gets home. Some days you miss him. You love him. And I always tell Gina all the time, especially when she goes away on vacation, she's like, I miss you. I can't wait to come home and see you and hug on you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'll give it 15 minutes as soon as you get back. We won't even be halfway home from the airport. She already starting in on me. I'm like, I thought you missed me and loved me and shit.
That's a lie.
Maybe an hour. Usually an hour later, you getting on to me about something because I didn't do something right or I said something. Like, why did you do what happened here? Like the last time, my dumb ass had I had a grease accident and it fucking burned the shit out my arm, man. Yeah. Burned, and she was still mad. That was the last time she... Go back to a few episodes ago of Gina's recap of when she was in Texas. That was when that happened. That's how long ago that happened. And she still got mad at me just a few days ago about that incident because I had lost, what, a jar of cinnamon?
Yeah, my cinnamon.
Yeah, she was mad as hell. She said, fuck my arm at that point.
But.
My shit could have been.
The good that came out of it is I have, like, tons of
my arm cleared up. Thanks, baby. I appreciate that.
I know. I made a salve for you get that to happen. You're welcome.
I said thank you.
I do it for you.
Go ahead, finish your story.
What was the story?
Yeah, man, you was feeling bad about how I burned my arm, man. You didn't care about that cinnamon. You cared more about my arm because you don't want my cinnamon skin to be messed up.
All right. So anyways, all came out kind of good because the other day.
Speak for yourself.
Because I was really, really upset about the chain of events up to the cinnamon, finding out that I didn't have any fucking cinnamon.
I didn't know it was fucking cinnamon. Why it has to be the same color as the damn grease? It wasn't even grease. It was sunflower oil, but.
Anyways, so no, it was avocado oil. But anyways.
That ain't what I used.
I don't know what the fuck he used.
I used some safflower. Was it safflower? Yeah, safflower oil. That's what I used. I don't know. No, sunflower oil. That's what I used. I
don't know where you got it from.
I keep places and I keep things in places too. It's
weird. Anyways, so it all came out pretty good because I ended up having a lot of cinnamon sticks that were Ceylon. I can't even pronounce it.
I don't know what you're saying.
But the true cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
And that's what you threw away.
I didn't throw it away.
Where'd it go then?
The shit melted like hot, like it just dropped in a batter of acid, man. It was a
glass jar.
Well, the chain of events in my eyes went very quickly. I was on fire. Fuck that jar. I don't know what the fuck it was. I was reaching up in the cabinet literally to grab some ketchup out. And see, that presents the argument why ketchup should be in the fridge, huh? No.
But anyway.
Man, and it just, I didn't see what fell out. It just fell out perfectly because the cupboards that I'm talking about is right above our stove. And this damn jar fell straight out. I didn't even see it. That's because I pulled the ketchup bottle out and all of a sudden something went splash, bang, and all of a sudden I was covered in boiling ass fucking sunflower oil, man. I didn't have time. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt, man. And then that bottle just dissolved.
But a good came out of it because it had me make my own cinnamon. So, yay.
Yes. How's that been going?
It's fine. It's done. Put it in the cabinet for the next time?
Yes.
Or probably for Thanksgiving.
Fuck my health and safety. Now, this is after the fact. Well, oh, he's okay? Oh, well, then fuck him. It kind of reminded me of that time, speaking of Kyle, of another accident that I forgot to bring up. He was on a mini bike and he was fucking arguing. We talked about it on the podcast before. I know what I'm doing. His first time ever on a mini bike. Bang!
Right inside of a truck.
Right into the side of your dad's truck. Right into it.
Oh, made sure he was okay and then fucking went in it on him.
Yep, see, that's what I was correlating it to.
Are you hurt? No, I'm fine. What the fuck were you thinking?
Oh, man, shit, honey. But yeah, man. Anything you want to tell people before we get up out of here, baby? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Yeah. Let me think about it.
Make sure you hit us up on our social medias and in the description of our podcast, wherever you decide to reach out to us. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to share or anything you would love us to talk about, let us know something, man.
Yeah, man.
Let us know something.
Something.
We will give you our professional, unlicensed opinions.
That's all we got. You good?
He's scratching. Ghost is still in the house, y'all.
Right back at you.
You feel better now, man? You guys got to see this dog, man. He's a trip. Anything you want to tell everybody, baby, before we wrap this episode up?
Stay calm.
That's a good takeaway for yourself.
It is.
Stay calm.
Use that meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else?
And just throw out the love. Always love. Always, always, always love.
The best way possible. Mm-hmm. I get it. You be wanting to smack motherfuckers sometimes. I understand, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
Sometimes you want to wring your husband's neck. I get it. Sometimes you do, man. Sometimes you just end up in HR. Shit happens, you know?
It happens.
But like I always say, find a reason to smile every day, something to laugh at, mm-hmm. something that'll, you know, just to add a little something, because over time that little bit will add up, man.
It does.
Keep your head up high.
Whisk away the negative thoughts.
Yeah, man. And shout out to my homeboy J1 Star. If you're listening, man, I want to send a special condolences to your mother. He just lost his mom. He's a part of the group on the podcast, another podcast that I'm on that has everything to do with music production and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, brother, man, all the love, condolences sent over to you, my friend. Keep making your mama proud and making them fire ass beats.
There you go.
That's all you got to do, brother.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces. You ain't gonna hit him with one more for the road?
Man, that fucking shit's out.
Ran out of fucking wind.